I'm Simba.
I'm Brian Paul.
Big black strong bitches does something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage. And I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga, and I fuck them every day.
Anyway, but it was cute and I got dick down and the rim of my vagina is swollen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. And today, we have a special guest. Her name is?
Chrisanna Mariah.
Chrisanna Mariah on Instagram, at Chrisanna Mariah. How are you doing today? First of all, sorry. My name is Brian Paul, sexy ass nigga. This is...
Yeah, you got this girl with these big ass titties, and you just forgot about me.
I just said, and this is...
Yeah, but I thought she was fluid. I thought she was gay. All of a sudden, Rich got titties, and you just forgot that I exist.
I'm whatever.
I'm Simba. I'm Simba's erotic. What's up in the building? Brooklyn, Legos all day, every day. Getting a coin. Stop playing with me. These titties is huge, and I can't stop staring at it. Chrisanna Mariah.
Hi, guys.
First of all, she is so cute, like a little doll baby with them big old titties and that ass. We ain't even gonna talk about that ass. The ass is on a whole nother level.
And she got this sexy voice, and it's like, ooh.
I don't know if to play on my pussy or slap the shit out of her. It's so annoying.
First of all, guys, we're in DR right now.
We are in Santo. No, we are in Punta Cana. Yo, Spanish people are annoying. Shout out to my Spanish people. What's up?
My name is
Mami.
Hola.
So we are here as, Brian Paul and I are here as the featured host, and she is one of the hosts that is hosting a few of the events here.
Yeah.
And you already know where this ass is, niggas is going. So we are happy to have you here on our show as our second guest.
Second guest ever.
But our first guest outside of New York City. And also, she's also Trinidadian, so you already know we linked. What's up? And this is a young lady y'all kept asking me about over and over again that I had to add her to a special feature in my phone so I can copy and paste her name instead of writing that long ass name over and over again, who was in the sexy video on my YouTube channel. Her and I were walking down Arapita Avenue, Carnival Day, and Next to Nothing. So if you haven't, look at my page and you can see us walk for at least, 10 minutes? It's just ass shots.
First of all,
quarantine
has
me really, really thick. That was
just
part of quarantine.
Ladies, are we going to Carnival this year?
Hell yeah.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be in Carnival, guys.
Not this year, though.
Oh, next year.
Yeah, we're going to Carnival. So we're going to get a part two of that. But this show and this segment is to get into Chrisanna. After her and I hanging for Trinidad Carnival, I had so many people inquiring about her. Mind you, she has how many? A million followers? So she has over a million followers on Instagram. Her Instagram is here. Yeah, that's it right there.
Below.
And my very few followers was like, who is this goddess? And I just wanted her to come on the show so that she can give us an insight. Because she's definitely, like, we're in the same world. However, her level is...
Ooh.
I'm here. She's here. Oh. What? levels. Okay. But what I'm saying is, you know, as an influencer, as an Instagram model, as somebody who started modeling before the Instagram world, what people don't know, and someone said this to me the other day, is you've been doing this. Yeah. And there are people who just started with this whole wave, and then there's people like us that been doing this. We've been traveling. We've been getting money from niggas. We've been getting business class flights. We've been going to resorts.
For like 8 to 10 years. So we met in Dubai.
Yes. Wait. How'd y'all meet? I need to hear the story, and the people want to hear the story.
We have mutual family and friends.
Okay.
Because we're Trinidadians, so that's how we met.
Yeah, that's how we met. A simple meet.
Yeah, it was
How did y'all realize y'all was on the same type of timing?
Yeah.
When it came to like the way y'all move. Because they move the same.
Well, we both cancers.
And I'm going to be honest with you. So, I have a lot of Instagram friends. And it's just different. Like, you know the connection. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. And also, and I think also because we are Cancer, it's that, like,
astronomical.
There we go. I was going to say astro. I just keep looking at these titties, no, and it's distracting. What do you want me to do? My nigga, look at my head. It's a whole, one titty is my whole head. And I got a peanut head, but for a peanut head to be a whole titty, you already know what we're working with.
She's like, what we?
I'm like, oh, God. But anyway, I say all of that to say that we had an instant connection, and we became friends, and we realized that we was both on the same tip immediately. And it's such a good feeling to know somebody mm-hmm. who is in the world that you're in and is doing the damn thing. I'm going to be honest with you. She's been doing way more than me. So let's get into that. I want to get into that. So she's been, well, initially when I met you, you were doing men's magazines.
Yeah, before Instagram and all of this. The internet stuff, I did XXL, of course I did a couple of covers for Straight Starting, I've done Smooth Magazine, I've done any magazine that you can kind of think of, I've done.
AKA any magazine that a guy is jerking off to, she's been in it.
They jerking off to her in jail.
Yo, or Zay. My. Yo, hello. If you haven't jerked off to her, I need you to go on Insta. I need to go on her OnlyFans right now and jerk off to her. Yes. Because if the majority of men that I know have jerked off to her and you mm-hmm. haven't had the opportunity to, and I don't have a dick, but I want to jerk off to these titties right now. I want to jerk off on these titties. So I need you to go do that. But but in addition to that, she also is in radio. For some of those who don't know, you want to tell us?
Yeah, so I work hand in hand with Kay Slay on Sirius XM, Shape 45. I've done that. And I'm working on something as we speak.
So do you want to go back to doing men's magazines?
So I don't really feel like it's a market for like the whole men's magazines due to Instagram. Like, you can just log in and see ass and titties in a bikini. So I don't feel like it's really a market. What I wanted to do is probably do like an overseas magazine, but I don't know if it's a market for that either. But I definitely was looking into that.
Yeah.
If anything, I'd probably just be like a sex operator.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Can you?
I can do it, though.
I was to give us an example.
Like, call me.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. You know, some things has its time. So, you know, back in the day, you used to walk down the street, 42nd Street, you see the cards, and it was girls who were sex operators. Mm-hmm. Niggas, they want to talk and jerk off in real life.
Yeah,
so, I mean, we might need to bring that back.
I think
like,
what?
You want to talk and jerk off?
Bitch, I'll talk and jerk off. We can FaceTime and jerk off. I actually like it better than porn.
So,
like,
but
way better.
But listen, I ain't gonna lie. If I'm talking to a nigga and let him know how I'm riding that dick and sucking it and put it down my throat with the balls and the dick in my mouth and the whole thing.
Tell me more, baby. Tell me more, baby. Oh, nah. I'm just saying, that's what they be doing. They're like, tell me more, baby.
Yeah, but the neck, though? Anyway. So, yeah, but in addition to that, she, you know, this is Cooking with Sim and Brian Paul, so at the end of the day, we cannot forget the food. And this young lady has a page, a cooking page on Instagram. Talk about it.
Yes. So, I do bookings for the cooking, as far as, like, the cooking for, like, private events or even one-on-one cooking classes. If you have, like, a specific dish you want to cook, I can come and help you with that. Or even a FaceTime or whatever.
Wow.
But I am on the expensive side, if I do have to come in person, because I do like a sexy something, like I do the lingerie cooking, so I'm gonna be in like my panties, my bra.
Ooh. Ooh. So if I want you to help me make a soup, so I can put some period blood to catch a nigga, you gonna help me do that?
Absolutely. I'm all into the witchcraft.
Ooh, we putting the witchcraft. I'm putting the period blood in my boyfriend's soup. I'ma be your
wife.
We call
that an attachment soup.
Yes.
Get the attachment soup, right? Guys?
Do y'all hear y'all songs?
Yes, we do. And I hope everybody hears too. Yeah. Boyfriend, the fuck? Are you dumb?
I want y'all to comment down below.
Attachment
suits. Now, I want them to comment down below if y'all want her to come on Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul with lingerie to cook for us.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. No, we gotta do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That'll be a situation.
No,
when I tell people this, they think that I'm joking.
Mm-hmm.
But I cook on the same level as y'all grandma.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Did she say my... Wait, you were talking about my grandma, bitch? You talking about my grandma, bitch?
She
said grandma.
Oh.
Wait.
Like, it's not even a mama level. Like, I...
Type of pot where you try to distract the cook... with a fire on the top floor so they can run upstairs so you can steal a piece of oxtail from the pot? That kind of cooking?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm starting a whole fire for this bitch.
Yo, so what I want to get into is, as an Instagram girl, both of y'all, actually.
Instagram girl? Who the fuck is an Instagram girl?
What are you, Instagram
model?
Yes,
Instagram
model.
Brand ambassador.
I feel like people really be thinking that if y'all are just, for lack of better words, like stupid girls who they got nothing else going for yourself besides Instagram. That's what people think.
Absolutely.
Right? But I feel like the funny thing is that people don't know that y'all are really like on. Like, how do you feel about that? I feel like for Kevin Samuels, for example, he thinks that y'all are just pretty faces, and if your Instagram goes away, there'll be nothing after that. But they don't know that Instagram models are out here producing businesses and working on like CMOS companies and your cooking company and makeup and all that extra stuff. So how do y'all feel about that?
So for me, I feel like we live in a time and age, like a day and age where the internet is everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like so many millionaires have been made off of Instagram.
Yeah.
So someone calling me like an Instagram model or something, it really doesn't offend me because I know that I am an Instagram model, but I'm so much more than that because I have a portfolio before Instagram.
Absolutely.
And I will have a portfolio with whatever I'm doing after Instagram. But Instagram has definitely opened a lot of doors for me.
Absolutely.
Like even being here today on this, I'm being paid for this vacation. It's a vacation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, who does that?
True.
Some people really have to, like, break their necks with a 9-to-5. And, you know, shout out to those
save,
people.
Put in a form with their job.
Yeah, like, true. Take off the days. Like, I'm fortunate enough to, like, be able to wake up when I want, to do what I want, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm very business savvy, so I'm going to get all my ducks in a row and handle my business as well.
Absolutely.
So I feel like people that say that, it's kind of like haters, because it's like, why wouldn't you be happy for someone that's monetizing their time and their following and making money off of it? Because what do you have an Instagram for?
Mm-hmm.
You post your pictures to get likes, whether you have 1,000 followers, 500 followers, whatever. You post your pictures to get likes. You follow people. You hope they follow you back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a scale of who's who. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
a lot of people that say that will want to change places with me in a heartbeat with
100%.
My following. So it's like...
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what? Can we talk about these dick sucking lips, though? I ain't gonna lie. I mean, y'all know how I feel. I don't give a fuck what y'all think about me. I'm an Instagram model. I am a prostitute. I am a HOE. Call me what you want. But guess what? Call me to the bank. I'm gonna be the first one there in real life. But these lips, though, in real life.
Well, she really do.
Nah, first of all, her teeth are. Listen, I don't like to toot horns because at the end of the day, this is my homie. Like, this is my friend. I don't have to toot her on. But those lips, though, like, I really wish I had a dick today. Just to bust a nut on them titties and you can suck this dick in real life because I know what it do. And I'm going to be honest with you. So we was just on a call with somebody that she fucked with or used to fuck with. It used to or still do?
He's the
past.
Oh.
That did sound like a past conversation.
That was a very past conversation.
Yeah, because he said something at one point and I thought you was gonna say something and the fact that you brushed it off made sense. But anyway, he was on the kid. Like, so what's up? Like, do you have a boyfriend? What's happening?
So I think that I'm single.
I'm single.
That's a fucking lie. What is it? The fuck?
What does that mean, though?
The fuck?
How do you think you're single?
So I might not be all the way single.
Oh, wow.
But I might not be all the way not single.
Oh.
So now you don't care to explain what that means?
No.
Okay.
Like, it depends if he watches this video.
Oh.
So, is there room for somebody like Dangote's brother? Not Dangote, because that's mine.
Okay.
So, is there room for somebody like him?
I mean, I don't know who that is.
He's a man with a super
cool. Oh, wow. You disrespected my baby father.
It's an African artist, right?
Oh, wow. Nigerian.
I need every Nigerian
to go into this bitch's DMs and tell this bitch who the fuck Dangote is. Yo, did she just call him an artist?
Should I whisper it in her ear?
Oh, my God.
You whisper it in her ear. Camera, come close.
Oh, wow.
So, with this person who may or may not be, is there room for somebody like Dangote's brother? Not Dangote, because that's mine.
Me. Yeah, okay.
Like, are we straight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't want no
okay.
He's in Brooklyn.
That bitch will make me come for her.
So,
is there room for somebody like him?
Yes.
Oh, you like this guy? Who the fuck is this guy? He got a big dick. I need to know. What are the dimensions? Length, girth, what?
He's a nice guy.
Oh, she one of those. You know what? She, I ain't gonna lie, she is one of those girls. Like, you know how me and Kat could be savage. Like, fuck this nigga. Fuck this bitch. I'm a toxic. I'm a toxic. I don't give a fuck if he got a fucking long groin. This bitch right here, she's like, I could tell you a lover for love.
Yeah, but I understand.
I'm a Cancer for real. I want the white picket fence, the dog, the kids. I want like seven kids for real.
Oh, wow. Because
I have a lot of milk that can come out of these.
Oh, wow. Oh, now you're touching titties?
Yeah. Real life. I'm sorry I don't show you this much attention, my love.
Babe, you don't have no money for me. So in real life, I don't give a fuck about you showing me any attention in real life. Because attention needs to come with a coin. Because you got to pay.
I may not be.
Because you got to pay me attention.
I may not be.
Okay? Don't do that.
I may not be a Dangote, but I may be like a burner boy. I don't know.
A whiz kid?
Not even.
Look, I just wanted to be in tune with the African artist to show that.
This nigga's like an Elmo, okay?
Oh, wow.
Elmo!
You play.
Yeah, and he's also gay.
Sesame Street. Elmo's not gay, is he?
Yes, he is.
For real?
He just came out.
How Elmo came out, though?
Wait, wasn't that SpongeBob?
Him, too.
That's why I ain't having no kids, and if I have kids, they ain't watching no fucking TV.
Wait, I didn't know all this. What?
Yes.
Oh, shit. What about Barney?
Don't talk about him.
Oh, oh wow. Okay.
That's my man.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. She like a fat.
Either way, Elmo got a point.
She like a fat with a coin. But wait, no. So, with all that being said, relationships, business, what do you do for fun? Like, what's your thing?
Fun. I like to shop. No.
Yeah, bitch, don't do that.
Shop, food shop, furniture shop. So for fun, I do like to shop, and I'm very different. Like, I really like to read. Like, I am a book girl. Like, in my suitcase right now, I have books.
I love it.
I love books. For fun, it just depends what kind of mood I'm in. If I want to go outside, because I'm really a house person. And for fun, I really like to cook. Like, that's, like, my number one hobby.
So, what's your favorite dish to cook?
My favorite dish to cook? I think I have specialties. Like, I think my mac and cheese is, like, the best mac and cheese. Like, top three, if it's not the best.
These bitches be reaching.
Everybody think that they.
You can ask about my collard greens. I think my oxtails may be top five.
Oxtail.
I think I have the best rasta pasta that you've ever had.
Can we pause this video? Because this bitch is getting me mad.
Yo,
best rasta pasta, top five oxtail, mac and cheese, top three.
Good curry chicken. But you know what? After this interview, it's cool because I'm going to invite you guys to my house this week when you guys get back. Well, when you get back from your trip. And we'll have a dinner.
I'm annoyed, though. Because let me tell you what I hate. In real life, I love you. You're my friend. I love you sometimes. You're my cousin. But I think bitches need to just be real with themselves. And, like, you know, like, I'm tired of this. I hate going to people's house. They be like, ooh, girl, I'll cook. And I go there. And I'm like,
shit nasty.
I want to turn into a whole vegan.
Okay,
right?
So listen. When this interview is done, I'm going to stick by my word. And I want you to come back and tell your guests.
Oh, we will.
No, we're going to do a part two. I think every time we have a guest, we need to do a part two, right? So
the
we're going to do a part two. Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
No, but we're not going to have people that aren't fun on here because we ain't got the time or energy. But the first of all, the next one, she needs to be in a two-piece. I need to see that ass, okay? Mm. I need to see them oxtails, that Rasta pasta, that mac and cheese, and the collard greens. That's four things. Yes.
I'm just adding to the menu.
You made a rum punch too? Because you might as well just give it, just give it all to us. Give it room.
So
she's providing it all. Let's just take it. Yeah.
Wait. So do I have to bring the food stamp cards to like buy the?
You
can. You talking about the food stamp cards on camera.
Oh wow.
Because I use those cards right now.
But guess what? As long as my neighbor's getting it, I'm buying that shit. Period. The fuck. She's
and
a whole crackhead.
And I bake cake.
Ooh.
Oh, so we getting dessert too?
Yes.
So you got the?
I got the cake with the cake.
Ooh. I need you to go on her page. In real life, her page is right here. If you go on that shit, her app.
No. Y'all gotta go on her page. You know, we can't show it on YouTube or whatever. And if you're listening in, we'll post a picture on our page right after this when this is posted. Go on our Instagram page.
It's
go on
big.
Her Instagram page.
It's juicy.
Look. All right?
And it's not like, you know, my shit fake. So, you know, it's different. You know, what? What? I had a BBL. Like, what the fuck you want me to do? I ain't gonna lie about the shit. Niggas still want to fuck in real life. Last night, night before, night last night, night before.
Wow.
Okay, good point. Yeah. But with that being said, what I'm saying is, like, when I tell you how you can tell it's homegrown. And the reason why you can tell it's homegrown is because homegrown got a certain shape. Mm-hmm. You know, even if girls do augmentation, you could tell that they had an ass before. Mm-hmm. One of the people is, I don't even know if she augmented her ass, but another girl, Maddie, you know the shape of her ass? It's like a certain shape. You have that certain shape that is like, you know that shit came out the same way as it came out your mother's pussy. You came out your mother's pussy?
Yeah.
Yes, mother's pussy's popping, bitch. Are you dumb?
My parents are married too.
Oh, no wonder you're a nice,
a
sweet slut.
Mine too.
Wow.
I'm a sweet slut as well.
You are. Oh my God. Nice so wait. Slut. Wait. Are you one of those girls or. Or does your time cost?
My time cost.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I was about to kick this bitch out. I'm like, wait, your time costs, baby. Don't do that,
don't
sis.
Do that. I'm never free.
Oh, wow.
I make time.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Expensive. Okay, so we ain't going to go back. We ain't going to get into that, but we just want the record to be shown that, yes, shorty's expensive. Don't come through. Talk.
So if you DM her correctly.
No, if you DM her, don't DM her. Slide in her OnlyFans because that is what she communicates on. She doesn't communicate on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. So go straight to the OnlyFans and ask her questions and ask about them lips.
Ooh.
You know my mouth waters when I see things that entice me, right? Wait, can we do some content?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're going to do some content. But you better fucking go and brush up on them fucking oxtails because, bitch, them shits better be fucking top five. I promise you. I'm sorry. I'm going to air her the fuck out if they're not top five.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So.
I'm not worried.
Oh, wow.
With all of that being said.
So, wait. I heard that you are coming out with a makeup line.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to do a makeup line. I'm going to do a sundress line.
Ooh. Yeah. Wait. Maxi dresses where the ass is shaking?
Yes.
Ooh.
I feel like you do not have that.
Yo. Yeah, Fashion Nova will come out with two. Like, bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All summer we're supposed to rock the same too. I need the ass to be shaking. Mm-hmm. And I need the waist in and the titties.
It's gonna
I need to
cinch. It's going to be dinner maxi dresses from like dinner to breakfast to outside to Greece
to
Dubai.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. This should be international.
Internationally known.
It's going to be very, very sexy. Like very classy and sexy.
Yes.
Like where they know that it's expensive to be like accommodations are expensive.
Oh, you like that word expensive, huh?
I do.
But wait, you said you said that you're a Cancer, which means our birthday's coming soon. When's your birthday?
June 27th.
Oh my God, it's right around the corner. Wait, what are your plans? I love birthday plans.
FYI. So, for my birthday, I'm gonna do Kenya for Giraffe Manor. I booked it like a month ago.
Giraffe Manor is expensive, bitch.
For one night, I paid
$2,500. Oh, wow. Oh, no. Wait, out of your own pocket?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
Of course
birthday. Bitch, 2,500. That's like
on my birthday. Never.
25. Wait, 2,500. I don't remember the last time I even spent 2,500.
I booked it, but I of course got reimbursed.
Oh yes. So Kenya, she's coming through. So if you got a coin, a super coin only. Nobody, we looking for government officials. We're talking about people that steal money. We're talking about oil and gas, people that steal Bitcoin, all that. That's what we're talking about. Them little small boys, don't waste your time. Ain't nobody got time. Right. Definitely going to be in Kenya. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So can I invite myself?
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Can I come?
No.
Why not?
No. So wait, you've been on this trip. Did you suck any dick?
Kenya trip?
No, on this trip, bitch.
Oh, no, I haven't. But I'm willing to eat pussy.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to say all that. Oh, my God. I have such a sidebar question. You eat ass?
I will eat ass. I don't just eat at random ass.
But you will eat ass.
I will eat ass.
Thank you. Wow. High five. That's all I need to know. Bitches be out here fronting.
No, I would eat ass. If I'm really with the person and that's what he likes, and
I'm just saying, real freaks do a lot.
I don't think that I have like too many limits when I'm like really into someone.
Yeah, she seemed like the type. Like, she will fucking make pancakes with oatmeal, eggs, fucking French toast.
Because I don't eat meat.
That
kind of meat.
And then for lunch, she making a Greek salad with shrimp and a side of pasta and a lasagna. And then for dinner, she's going to make a macaroni pie, barbecue chicken, cornbread, a side salad, coleslaw, and a motherfucking lemon tart for a nigga. I can't stand bitches like that, because, bitch, we going to Chipotle in real life.
And then eat his ass.
You gonna cook all that food and then eat his ass? He better suck my dick, bitch. Are you dumb?
Yeah.
And we going to Chipotle.
You can't eat a nigga ass after Chipotle.
Ooh, let me tell you something. Oh, no, but let me tell you something about Chipotle. When I eat a Chipotle, I make sure I hit up all my niggas that be buying my shit videos. Mm-hmm. I be like, babe, I had Chipotle today. Send me a coin. I got something for you later. And they be cash apping that shit in, and I be shitting that shit out and sending it to their ass, and they be happy as well. But wait, but the point of what I was saying is that this bitch be doing the most. I can't stand bitches like this. You too pretty to be doing so much. Why? Stop it. My fucking ass.
Love is a beautiful thing.
Love my pussy hole, bitch.
I love love.
Perfect, perfect.
So because I'm attracted means that I'm not supposed to cook for a man.
Yes.
So I can't suck dick either. Because I really can suck really good dick. But maybe not as good as you.
Oh, well, I was about to say.
I'm not going to challenge her. But she might be like, okay, if it's 1 to 10, she may be 20. But I'm definitely like
19.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, I'm there. I'm like.
Because I was about to say,
if you have a deal, though, we can have, like, a contest.
No, I want to do it on a real nigga with a coin.
Oh, wow.
You ain't got time to be fucking. Because who was the dildo attached to? Who's going to say the winner?
Yeah.
No, I want to do it on a guy that's paying us to suck his dick.
Oh.
And it's then the challenge is all. My mouth is watering. Ooh, baby,
okay,
girl.
Guys, I'm setting this up right now. Let me tell y'all.
He always want to cut.
$10,000.
He always.
Is this a big
contest?
Ooh.
Matter of fact, fuck that, yeah. Bid starts at $10,000. Bid sucking contest for two of them. If the bid starts at $10,000, I got to DM me, Brian Paul W, highest bidder wins. And I'm taking the percentage.
And you do 10?
That's
you
the bid. Bidding starts at $10,000. Is what
okay,
I said.
No, I have to say. Ooh. No, he might catch the calm though.
You know, fuck for free.
Exactly, he fucks for free, so he ain't getting part of that.
Anyway.
You get management money. You get management money.
Thank you.
Because you don't get money from niggas.
She's finally giving me the respect. Get management.
10%. That's it.
The respect out of 10. With that all being said, guys, thank you so much.
No, wait, before we go there, what are your measurements in real life?
Oh.
Okay, so quarantine has me very, very, very voluptuous. And I've always been a thick girl, but I'm very thick now. So I have no idea. What do you think? Like,
I would say this is a 34 big as fuck. Yo.
Can you feel it? Like, feel it. It feels like it's like a baby in here.
It is.
Yo.
Like, you know how your ass is heavy? That's how our titties are. Like, heavy like your ass.
Yeah.
Like, each 15 pounds. This is probably like Oh, wow. Big, oh, about to say, can't get demonetized.
No, them titties are big. So yeah, this is like 34 big, 22 small, fucking gigantic. No.
No, she got thighs, like thick thighs.
Can we just show them a little bit of thigh, please?
Yeah, we can show them some thighs.
Please, just a little. This, my nigga, she's taking up the whole seat. This is the width. Ooh. This is the width, my nigga. And this is my width. So let's put that over here. This is what's happening. All in this room, okay? Oh, wow. This bitch right here. Oh, my God.
I love you. I love you.
So, wait. Part two of this interview is really going to be our motherfucking... what is it? Our eat-off. And then and part three might be the dick suck-off. Because I'm going to suck the nigga dick off in
Remember
real life.
Remember, 10K bid.
I'm going to go practice.
Ooh. She's going to need it.
Matter of fact,
I'm gonna watch Simba videos to practice.
Go on OnlyFans. I'm gonna put both of their OnlyFans below if y'all wanna see like previews.
And we're gonna be doing our girl on girl content. So y'all need to tap in. Let's get it popping.
OnlyFans.
Thank you for tuning in. Listen, we're gonna put more information in the description, all the things that we forgot, because I'm too focused on these titties and these lips, these thighs, this ass is too fucking much. And thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for coming and being a guest.
Thank you for having me. You guys are fucking hilarious.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
But wait, who's funnier?
You are.
Thank you.
I owe you some pussy. I owe you some pussy.
I'm not funny?
Yeah, you're hilarious.
Thank you.
But not like me.
I don't need to be like you,
okay,
bitch.
Okay, great. Whatever.
I'm
anyway.
I'm a sexy-ass slut from Brooklyn.
Ooh. Close it out for us, baby.
Yeah, sexy slut from Brooklyn. Hit me up. Brian Paul. Any of her followers, any niggas who want to fuck with me?
Ooh, wow.
DM me with a coin. Mm. Because Simba said I cannot fuck for free no more, even though I keep
it's
doing
illegal.
It.
It's illegal.
I don't know why I keep doing it. But it's just like my dick has a mind of its own.
No, he's going to jail. The next dick he fucked without even a coin.
My dick has a mind of its own. No. DM me with a coin. All her followers, DM me with a coin if you need it. Because I know, because you got a lot of DM followers, I'm telling you right now.
I'm sure. I'll do them.
We do not, wait, what is it? Segregate, not segregate. We do not discriminate. We don't discriminate.
Do you want me to put my strap on
too? I will fuck the shit out of him in real life.
You really would though.
And fuck the shit out of him. Ooh. Yeah.
With the monkey baby.
But I ain't going to lie, I love to see niggas suck dick.
So I'm Mariah, her Instagram is below. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening in, you can listen on Spotify, SoundCloud, and all other streaming platforms, Apple Music, all that good stuff. On YouTube, like, subscribe. Why do I always mess up there? Like, subscribe, and comment. That's all.
Period.
Go check everybody's Instagrams out. Hit me up, DM me for that 10K bid. I'm serious. If we get to like 100K, that shit happening.
Period.
I'm just saying.
Thank you for coming in, baby girl.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And let's just say bye to the boys.
Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.